Lee, the main lead in the character in the film, who has cancer basically, and she is dying. Her brother in the film says, at one point, miracles do happen, and why doesn't she believe that?
She may believe that, but I think people who are inclined to think miracles happen have a certain perspective. She has maybe passed that mindset. There's a certain point when you have to be pragmatic based on the reality put in front of you. Some of the characters there do believe that you should believe in miracles, but I think there's a certain element in it about acceptance of what's happening and not about hoping for divine intervention.
I think all of us have had somebody in our families or friends who have had similar illnesses and been in similar situations. And any of y'all, how did that influence your performance? What did it bring to the film? Anybody?
Well, I've had, loss in my family, and I try to remember what it felt like and how I coped with it and how different personalities in my immediate family and peripheral family, how they all dealt with it. Everyone deals with, information of this magnitude in very different ways, different forms of disguise and manifestations. It's a huge overwhelming emotion, and it's going to sort of trickle down in various types of expression with different types of people. So I try to kind of think about that and how different people felt and responded and bring it to Jake as much as I could.
And Johnny, I referenced that your character, as the husband of Lee, has known this, has lived with this. Her character has had an episode before the cancer went into remission, and now it's come back, and this is how we open the film. So can you describe Winston, your character's attitude towards life, I guess, both before and during Lee's health crisis?
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of ways, it is about dealing with the stages of grief and also the responsibilities of fulfilling my obligations as a life partner and what those would be in dealing with someone's pain and how far love takes you in trying to accommodate your partner. That's a heavy cross. And, throughout the length of the film, as we go through sort of the stages of her terminal illness, for me, Winston had to embody these different stages at different times. And some of those emotions that humans have, how do I say this? Some of those emotions that a person may encounter along the way of dealing with grief and the responsibilities of trying to make a partner feel comfortable we're not always happy that we necessarily go there, right? I mean, to speak to what Alex is saying about the authenticity of the project, that's something Sean and I talked about extensively, is where would this person be in these stages of grief? When your partner is sick, that's your sickness too, right? So you have to take it on.
The ending of the film, which I'm not going to give away, is very powerful. And your character, again, is one of only two that basically, I think, knows what the ending of the film is. Because once you get there, then you realize that it was planned, the whole structure of that, this night that's depicted in the film. And so I found myself, as I got to the end of the film, reflecting on your attitude as a character and your interaction with your fellow actors throughout the whole picture, and really seeing that in a new light as well.
Cool. I mean, that was the hope. I mean, I actually think this is something Sean and I talk about a lot. This movie, it's it's a gently woven fabric, and every additional time you see it, you're going to see something new. There's a lot of Easter eggs along the way, and you know, that's also part of that authenticity. You know, it's not surface. There are definitely things externalized, but there are nuggets along the way, and you know, the audience is kind of a member of that dinner party also, and they don't know everything either. So I think as things go along, I hope you reflect backwards and kind of see into the relationship myself and Adrian created.
Sean, let me ask also, like, in the beginning of the film, Winston and Lee move out to the suburbs, and you know, Winston is none too thrilled about it, and Lee says, "This is the house, this is the place," and it seems like, in a weird way, things kind of go downhill for them after that has happened. Is there any sort of commentary going on there about you know, living either living stages or places or anything?
Yeah, I heard or I read Cassavetes talk about, and he would be much more mocking probably than I am, but would mock the idea of coming up with a game plan. That it's the game plan is like your escape from living. It's like, well, I know my plan. We're going to do this, and then we're going to do that, and then we're going to do this. And when I get it, I'm going to have success. And I think, so what I wanted to do is create this, to me, very conventional goal in people's lives. So to show that she believes in this destiny, in this gut feeling of like conventional living. We're going to get a nice house. We're going to get married. We're going to have kids. Life's going to be awesome. But a lot of the movie is about not getting what you want. And for the characters in the piece, and definitely for the couple. I think when I was writing it, I was very intimate with the idea of not getting what I want and very questioning of conventional life paths. Like, if you really want to live it to the fullest or really try to achieve and go there, I think you kind of have to go off on your own. Sometimes the narrative that society gives us about like how to achieve a happy life, I'm pretty suspicious of.
What was making you question that?
Just being alive, and kind of seeing the paths my friends were going on, and not thinking there's one way to go. Maybe when I was younger, I might have thought that, but each person figures it out for themselves. But it is kind of wild. Like when you do hit a certain age, it's like people just go whoosh, you know, driving off in all different directions from I'm going to be this person to that person. Yeah.
Well, and all the characters, too, that come to this dinner party in the film, they have all gone off in different directions, and they're all living various levels of professionalism in their lives. And I was thinking, well, you know, how is it that our two main leads still know all these people and keep in contact with them, but yet we still do. I mean, you know, with people, we still have all these all our friends that are doing their different things, and so when you bring them back together, the interaction is interesting because you have this history with people, but yet then you have the history. These people have a history without you as well, and so they're bringing all this into this dinner party, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, one of the techniques in it was to try to show that these people who have gone on these different paths, to kind of juxtapose the conceptualizing of that with the conceptualizing of what if it's not going to keep going on. Like, and I guess I would ask you, not as rhetorical, but it's like, what decisions have you made in your life where it has to come to completion for you to feel like it was justified? And what are you going to be pissed off about if you die when you walk out of this room right now? You're like, man, why did I spend all that time doing something? Because I thought I would get this cool result out of it later. But in reality, I was living a bad faith life. I was only doing this because I thought something else later would come to me. And I'm not saying that's what they're all doing, but I think trying to put these different paths going off in different directions. So she does hang out with an eclectic group of people, but that's part of it too. Is like one guy's a pizza delivery guy in it, and the other guy's dressed in a really nice suit, probably making at least $100,000 a year. That's a huge, yeah, there's a huge difference in what those guys think their life is, but they both come back to her too. And so there's like a connecting point and also a great diverging point as well.
And one thing I would say too, Nathan, is that there's a burden with the American dream. And I think that's something that Sean's really kind of tapping into in a lot of ways. And I get that. Like, it's when you make those goals, those life goals, and you're trying to accomplish something, that's a cross to bear as well, you know? And for whatever reason, we feel like we're more prepared for that than we are dealing with our own mortality and humanity. It seems easier to try to achieve these things that are more surface, and it's harder for us to deal with what we know, and that is that you know we will hopefully you'll fall in love and you will definitely die and you'll pay taxes. I guess that's part of that too, but it's like, you know, the American dream. What is the American dream? I mean, I think that's kind of at the heart of what Winston's dealing with in a lot of ways. Like, he set out to do this thing and it's unattainable now. Like, there's the mission has changed, right? And so you react, you know? And I think that's like a lot of what this movie's about. We talk about coping mechanisms, but it is reaction, you know? Everyone is reacting to something. And that goes back to your thing about miracles do happen every day. Well, you can wait for them, or you can react on what's happening to you. And, you know, be it good or bad, I think we're all going to react. Even if you pray, that's a reaction, right? So, I mean, yeah. And that's, to me, what the houses represent in a lot of ways, is that, like, that foray into the American dream as a young couple is trying to start their family.
And piggybacking on what Johnny says, like, whether we want to admit it or not, as a culture, we live in a world where if you get a certain kind of illness, you're done. Like, not just in terms of, the conventional idea of illness in the sense of I'm sick, I might die, or I might be diseased in some way going forward. It's like our system is set up to take advantage of sick people. People are making money off of sick people. And so you have this simple idea of, like, I just want to have a spouse and a house out in the middle of nowhere. That's it. And that should be, to me, a pretty attainable goal. But our culture, and there's other things in it too, like we make slight references to the fact that they bought the house with no money down, and we are kind of, I think we're needling the whole home mortgage crisis that just happened. But there are these things that are supposed to be tacit in this, whatever we'll call the American dream, and it very much unravels underneath them. And I think that's what is happening to people. I read while I was writing it, The two top causes of people declaring bankruptcy are job loss and medical bills. And what does that say about our culture?
Yeah. You know, oftentimes in films, actors, they go back and they take a look at, or they imagine what their character's backstory is. Oh, yeah, man.
One minute.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah. They imagine what their character's backstories are. And perhaps this is doing something that's completely not in the film or out of the film, but I was wondering if y'all imagined at all what might be happening in the future after the film ends as well.
I don't think I did a flash forward, but I imagine this news has injected a lot of perspective into Jake about his feelings, A, towards his relentless ambition and how he buries himself in work. And why he does it and what he's hiding from, perhaps. And also, I think it injects a lot of, perhaps, perspective into the tensions underlying his relationship with his wife, which may not have longevity at the end of the road.
Winston has nowhere to go but up. I mean, that's just the reality. There's going to be repercussions, but I don't know that he could get any lower. And, you know, it's really hard to think about where he's at. That's just honest. You know, it's just an honest thing. And the movie ends in a way that I didn't ever feel like I had to accomplish that, like, definitive answer to the question, you know what I mean? Because there's no way, I don't think the character would ever know, you know? I mean, the act that is being asked is so heavy that I don't think there's any way to truly answer it. You know, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I guess we better leave it there. And thank you all very much for your time, and I wish you success with the film. It's very thought-provoking.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks.